Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Josie James, and you're listening to Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio.
I think it's
I know it's on my website. I'm not sure. I know it's through Lulu Publishing. So I wrote the book, but no, I haven't done a biopic or anything like that. You know, I love that live audience. You know, they've asked me to do film, and there have been three feature films based on Beauty Shop and one television show. But I love the live audience. I love when an actor or actress says a line, when they deliver that line, then the audience reacts immediately. I don't like the, well, let's take 10 and take 11 and the whole bit, even though that's a beautiful thing. And Tyler has proven that. But that's just, it's not my thing. You know, I've been asked to do that, but I just, you know, I'm not comfortable with doing that. So I've kind of passed on it. Not saying, you know, I don't want to say never, never, and I will never do it. I'm just not ready to do it at this particular time.
Do you think it has a lot to do with being able to capture the moment when you're doing a live production, and as you said, instead of doing a major motion picture, and you're constantly telling someone to cut and retake over again?
Well, you know, it takes a real pro to do this theater. I mean, to be in theater, not on my end, but the people that are on stage. It takes a real pro, because once something comes out of your mouth, you cannot take it back. You cannot say, cut, let's do it again, unless you're in rehearsal. But when you're in front of that audience, whatever comes out of your mouth is forever. I mean, it's like the internet. But whatever comes out of their mouth is forever. The audience will react, and hopefully it will be a grand and positive reaction.
Right. Absolutely. You know, We're both 21, running around the block a few times.
That's right. I'm 21, all right. I am.
Did you ever think in your wildest dreams that the internet would have such a profound stronghold on helping promote not just stage plays, but just any type of realm of entertainment?
No idea. You know, when we first started, when Beauty Shop first started, it was in 86, actually.
Right.
We started out in San Bernardino, out in the San Bernardino Valley College. And my dad happened to be president of the NAACP in San Bernardino. So he says, well, why don't you do it at the college? I said, well, I can't afford it. He said, no, I'll get the college for you. There'll be no charge. And he did. And that was back in April of 86. We did two shows on a Saturday. The first show, 42 people showed up. The second show, 43 people showed up. And it seats 550. So, you know, I was through. It was just something I didn't want to do again. And my parents says, well, maybe you're not in the right town. Why don't you? And I was trying to do it just handing out flyers, you know. It's called paying your dues. So I was just going up to all the barbershops and beauty shops, and there weren't that many in San Bernardino. And I would put the flyers out. But since that didn't work, they says, well, why don't you go to Los Angeles and do it in Los Angeles, where there are more people? And that was the Wilshire Ebell situation. I went on the station, I'm sure you know it, KGLH 102.3 there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, kindness, joy, love, and happiness.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And that's when the spots were $20. They were $20, and I would buy 10 spots a day. My formula, and I formed the formula, I said, well, I'm going to buy 10 spots a day for 17 days. And if it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. And that worked for 2 years. They were the only station I was on. I kind of owned the radio station, you know, because, I mean, I'm running 10 spots a day. Who does that? You know, so I just kind of owned it for 17 days, for 2.5 weeks. And every show I did at the Wilshire Ebell, which seats 1,270 people, sold out for 2 years. I mean, it was crazy. It was the talk of L.A., and it was just something I'd never experienced before. And the Ebell loved me. They didn't want me to leave, but I knew it was time to kind of expand now. I was learning the ropes as I went. I did a lot of things that were mistakes, and then I did some that weren't mistakes. And that's how you learn the business.
Right.
So
right.
My first city out of town, I said, well, I'm going to take this show out of town. Never. Well, let me say this. All the time I ran in L.A., I never had to pay the cast. Okay? This is a situation I had. And everybody was unknown. So this is what I offered the cast. And there were a cast of 13 and 12 dancers. 13 actors and actresses and 12 dancers, right? So I would invite all the casting directors and producers in Hollywood to the show. I mean, even Michael Jackson's manager came, you know, from MJJ Productions. All of those people would come to Beauty Shop, and they were really willing to come to Beauty Shop because it was so popular. So I would tell the cast, I am putting you in front of people who can change your life, and they can, all the casting directors, producers, directors, and so on. And I never had a problem. They didn't have a problem. And they got a lot of work from it. I can tell you some of the people who did, you know. But I decided to go out of town to Oakland, California, to the Paramount. So I was going to try something different. The Paramount seats 3,000 people, or 2,998. Went up there for two shows on a Saturday, sold out both shows, advertised on a radio station there called KSOL, KSOL. I don't even know if that's still around up there. And the show just sold out. You know, I tell people the best advertisement in the world is word of mouth. Everyone knows 10 people. And if you're doing something right, if you have a great show, not a good show, you have to have a great show, then they are going to tell someone. They're going to say, you've got to see it. And they were calling people all over the country. We toured for 4 years, did 66 cities, and it was just really a blessing. And I've done so many Beauty Shops since then, Beauty Shop Part 2, Beauty Shop Under New Management, Beauty Shop the original stage play, Beauty Shop 10 years later, and we just did last year, about this time, for Kim Whitley's Raising Whitley, did 3 episodes. We did Beauty Shop 25-year anniversary. So now this year, I'm doing Beauty Shop A Beautiful Love Story, The Laughter and The Laughter and Drama Continues. And I'm doing it in Atlanta next month, and we start touring in February. So, I mean, I continue to be blessed, and I just, you know, I'm just grateful. Let me just say that. I'm grateful.
Absolutely, absolutely. I remember you conducted an interview, and it was about maybe 15 years ago. And you said something that left.
Don't do an interview on me.
You said you only get back what you put in.
That's right.
And loyalty is everything in this business.
That's right.
And those are words in a creed that I live by. You know, if you want excellence, you're going to strive. You're going to strive to get that excellence. For you, do you find it sometimes somewhat frustrating when you see other people don't want to do the things that are necessary to strive excellence? You don't want to take shortcuts because you're looking for stardom and you're looking for fame instead of trying to perfect that craft.
Yeah, you know, many playwrights will try to throw something together because they want to get rich, okay? They'll throw something together and put it out there, and it's out there maybe 2 weeks and it closes because it was thrown together. The audiences are not stupid, okay? When you're asking people to spend their hard-earned money, really, hard-earned money to come out of their homes and to pay to come and see something that you have written, have put together, and they sit there and cross their arms and say, okay, now entertain me. Look, when people come to a stage play, you have to build it like it's an event, okay? It's a big event. So when they get that sense, when the audience gets that sense, and my audience I know is black female, 25 to 54 age group. So they want to get the hair done. They might want to get an outfit, another outfit. Okay, they're going to go to dinner with, you know, with the significant other, go to dinner. They come into the venue. They might have to pay for parking. They come in, have a drink in the lobby, buy a souvenir book, and sit down. Look, they spent $200-$300 before they even see the show, before the curtain even opens. And they will cross their arms and say, okay, now entertain me. And as a playwright, a director, a producer, it is your job to entertain those people and make sure they feel like that they got their money's worth, instead of throwing these shows together real fast. It just doesn't work. It doesn't work. It makes it hard on other people, especially the people that don't have a household name. You know, it's unfair to them. We as playwrights, and I tell the playwrights in my workshops, you must invest in yourself. A lot of people just don't want to invest in themselves. They
right.
just don't.
Right.
You know, they want it to be handed to them, and it just does not work. That does not work. So when my mom passed in 2006, she made me promise that I would reach back and help other playwrights try to become successful. And I do that in my workshops. And the people who attend the workshops, they leave there with a joy. They leave with a certificate. And it just, you know, it's really a special thing. And I've never had anyone to say this was not worth it.
Right.
Absolutely.
I mean, it definitely resonates. You know, through your work. How does it make you feel when you hear someone like Mr. Tyler Perry speak so lovingly and glowing about you and basically saying you're a standard bearer, you are the one that influenced him to do what he is doing now?
And he is doing it at a level that, I mean, I'm so proud of. The man he's a genius in entertainment. There's just no doubt about it. He's a genius. I remember when Tyler used to tell the stories that he used to have to sleep in his car. You know, he was living in New Orleans, and I know he came to see Beauty Shop two or three times, and I was the manager, Dale, of the building there at the Sanger Theater, which is a 3,000-seater, told me that he came three times, and the third time he came with a clipboard and sat in the back row taking notes. Look, I am so proud of Tyler Perry that it's unbelievable. I don't know why people want me to talk negative of Tyler Perry. For what? The man is a genius. He's a genius. Look what he's doing. I mean, period. You know, if some people have issues, I mean, that's their issues. It's not my issue. I'm proud of him. And I hope he continues to excel and do everything he's doing. Look, he has opened up Hollywood to black film. You know, Hollywood didn't really want to do black film unless it was, the old exploitation type situations.
Right.
But then when they see that it works, when Liongate sees that it works, they distribute his work, you know. So, I mean, that's a hell of a thing, man. And I'm just proud of him. I'm proud,
right.
proud.
Right.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I mean, a lot of things, like I said, especially during the time when I lived in Los Angeles, you know, you said one of the things that really bothered you, as you just stated a minute ago, that our people out there putting in the necessary work to build a quality product, then we'll have people, our own people, instead of doing something to say, hey, we applaud you for your hard work.
Right.
They'll be the same ones that are trying to tear you down. Or trying to pit each other against one another. How frustrating is that? Some of the things that take place.
Yeah, I hate to see that, and I don't understand why there's so much negativity in this business and the jealousy type stuff in this business. I think people should try to uplift each other. If you see someone doing something wrong, show them how to do it correctly. You know, but everybody doesn't want to be told that. Some people think they know how to do it their way. So be it. I only try to help people who are willing to accept it. Let me say that, who are willing to accept it. Look, I've done 23 stage plays. I've been in the business 29 years. I've done 23 stage plays, and I'll be in the business 30 years in April of next year. I don't care what I do. People cannot let Beauty Shop go. But when are you going to do Beauty Shop again? Or when are you going to do this? You know, so I have a heck of a promoter. I don't even like to call him a promoter. I call him a presenter because promoters have such a bad name, a negative name sometimes. So I call him a presenter. His name is Ernest Ricketts. He's with EJ Enterprises, right, out of Florida. He's just a hell of a guy, man. He's honest. You know, when you can have thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars sitting on the table, and you're afraid to turn your back or bat your eyes too long because you think something might come up missing, that's somebody you don't need to be with, okay? You can walk out of the room with Ernest and every penny will be there. He's just honest. And I just, you know, in this business and as long as I've been in it, there's not a lot of people like that. You know, there's a guy here in Atlanta, Norman Smith. He's like that, just honest as he can be, man, just honest as he can be. But I'm telling you, I've been around some different type of promoters, and those I will call promoters. You know, I mean, sometimes, look, at halftime, intermission during the show, they've gone to the box office and gotten money on a plane, going home. You know, when the show is over, you try to find the money, the promoter, and everyone else, and the venue would say, oh, we've already settled. We settled with such and so and so. He's gone. You know, and the cast is looking for their money and stuff. So it's one thing you don't do. You don't play with people's money, and you don't play with their food. And I've always
Absolutely.
Said that.
Absolutely.
You know, you just don't do that. So I think I've gained a reputation where people know when they're working for me, they're going to get paid, period.
Absolutely.
It's not going to be that. It's not going to be that after the show. Let me holler at you a minute. You know, and here you are with a bunch of excuses. I don't do that, and the people around me know I don't do that, and my presenter knows we don't do that. They know that because even though I said the best advertisement in the world is word of mouth, bad news travels faster than any news. And you start playing around with people's money, playing around with their food or their woman, you know, that's an issue. That's a problem, especially in this business.
And not necessarily in that order.
You're so right. You are so right. So I'm very comfortable and I'm proud to be associated with EJ Enterprises. My wife, Doris Garrett, produces all of my shows. You know, she has a degree in theater. She does. She's very, very business-minded. And it just, you know, I used to do all that stuff, man, but I'm tired. She does it, and she does it well, and she tracks every penny. I mean, every penny. The only thing I deal with is the talent. I deal with the show, the cast, you know, but all the negotiations and that bit, she does all of that. And I'm just so proud to have her in my corner. Taking care of all that business. It is a relief. It's a relief. But when a playwright or director or something, when you're just getting started, you should do it all yourself. That's how you learn the ropes and learn the business. You learn every aspect of the business. I know when I started, even the lighting, I didn't know what the difference between a parkhead and a finale or a type of light. Even though I don't like shows, but I want to know. I want to know everything about this business. So next month we're in Smyrna, Georgia, over to Cumberland CC Auditorium. It's at 3110 Sports Avenue in Smyrna, right across the street from where they're building the new Atlanta Braves baseball stadium. I mean, you can just you can see it going up, right? We're doing a red carpet, Legacy Entertainment and Film Works, who is a good friend of mine, J.C. Futrell, would be doing all the red carpet interviews on camera. I mean, look, my wife has an A1 limousine service furnishing the transportation. She's doing some kind of trade with them. And we have a great, great cast, not just the stars of the show, Dorian Wilson from The Parkers and so many other shows, that Jackie Christie from Basketball Wives of L.A., the legendary Tony Terry, Mr. Tony Terry. I mean, the guy is a legend, musical legend. And, of course, Willie Brown. Willie Brown is so funny. He and Woody, and he has so many other, what do you call them? I don't want to call them dummies, but, you know, they are made of wood. So, but when he finishes talking, you act like you know them. You know, he's a ventriloquist, and I've had him in two or three shows, maybe three or four. The guy is, he's a comedic genius. You know, so it's a great cast, and not only them, but that's just the celebrity cast. I have a featured cast that's unbelievable. These people are unbelievable, man. I mean, Derek Monk, who used to be with James Brown for years and years, he doesn't sing, he sings. You understand? Oh, so many people, man. Donovan Waddell, who's been in two or three of the beauty shops. You got Tamika Tiller. So just it goes on and on. It never stops. So I'm very proud of this cast, plus some dancers that are unbelievable. Not only the fine dancers, we also have the extra fine dancers. Those are my plus girls, right? The
Lord
extra, I call extra fine. And we're going to see who can outdo who. And I'm not going to even tell you until they have the music. It's just, man, it's a fun, fun show. I mean, they dance all in the audience. You know, it's something special. I've always wanted to engage the audience and be up close with the audience, you know. And the girls are going to be out there dancing with the audience. And, I don't want to say with the audience, but the audience can be welcome to get up and dance if they choose. But it's just a fun, fun time. It's a night of pure entertainment, and I'm even excited about it. I'm excited about it.
Well, you know
so
what?
That's
what we're about. Well, I'm definitely excited about it. And I want to say, first and foremost, every show that you have done, you've always brought a positive vibe, a message, an uplifting message. For your stage plays.
Thank you.
And that is very much needed in today's society during all the negativity. Reality-based television shows that we see. And I'm so proud of you, brother, and I just want you to continue doing what you're doing. And to all the many listeners out there, first and foremost, you the shop. Shall be at the Cumberland Auditorium. That's 3110 Sports Avenue. That's in Savannah, Georgia. And to purchase the tickets, all you got to do is let your fingers do the walking. Head over to Eventbrite. That's Eventbrite.com to purchase the tickets. I'm hoping that you make your way down there to Texas, because we will definitely be there to see you work your magic. It was definitely an honor for me to have you on the show.
It's an honor to be here with you. It's a very special time. We're both California guys.
Absolutely.
And it's an honor to be here, man. And I know you have that, what do they call it, slow jam voice that all the ladies like, man. You know, I started in radio many years ago out in San Bernardino and L.A. area. But you're doing your thing, and I'm very proud of you as well, Teddy Bear. Do your thing, man. Thank you so much, everybody. Appreciate it. Stay strong. Thank you, sir.
All right.
Legendary.
Shelly Garrett. Yes, Lord. New stage play, Beauty Shop. We begin on October the 15th through October the 18th. That's Saturday at 8 p.m., Sunday at 4 p.m., and that'll be at the Cumberland Auditorium. That's at 3110 Sports Avenue. That's in Smyrna, Georgia. You can purchase the tickets at Eventbrite. That's B-R-I-T-E, Eventbrite. Eventbrite.com. Lord have mercy. So it is written, so it shall be done. Let's get into some new music from the diva, the queen diva, Bernadette Cooper, from her new album, Last Diva on Earth, Episode 1, Planet Sexy. I am your diva savior here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio.
Big hand.
Thank you. Goodness. How's everyone doing this evening? Hopefully you're still expecting yourself in. Hey, before we get started, let me introduce my band. On bass, we got the very funky Cornelius Mounds. On organ, baby, Sweet Pauline from Alabama. Keep it right there, Pauline. So funky. On guitar, I got sexy ass Rob Bacon from Detroit, Michigan. And from London, my DJ, Diva in a Box. And I am your diva savior. And I'm blowing the spot up. Ladies, get up. Where's your man right now? Let me say it one more sexy time. Diva.
Protect yourself.
competitive out there, but I ain't messing up my hair for no man.
Oh,
you know, you turn your back, here comes another one. There's always more sharks in the big Gulf.
Yeah.
So chill, cause all the girls are looking. You know what I'm saying? Just stay in your own lane and respect every girl's territory.
Yeah.
I think we'll be alright. You know, we can unite. I mean, no, really. Cause we all looking for the same thing.
Oh.
Love. In fact, I think I want my assistant to help me out a little bit. We can unite. Explain your situation,
oh,
girl.
Goes out to all my nephews, sons, little cubs. You know who you are. Try to tell you what to look out for. You know I got your back.
Get yourself a real woman so you can be a real man. Just a face.
No pain, no gain. This life's the same thing. Been playing so many games. Gotta find a slow lane. Sooner or later, no later. Cause when he finally dated, he'll love her or either hate her. Regroup or rehabilitate her. These are some real fly words from the wise one. I got my wife in my life, cause she's the right one. Better know it, better show it every time I step in. A real woman make a real man. And it's destiny. Yeah.
Get yourself a real woman, so you can be a real man. It's time to stop playing with girls. Stop playing. You need a woman who will understand. Get yourself a real woman, so you can be a real man. It's time to stop playing with girls. Stop playing. You need a woman who will understand. You need a woman who will. You need a woman who. You need a woman who will. You need a woman who will. You need a woman who.
Y'all just trifling, do anything for a little feeling. Got a degree in gold digging. Yeah, that's how you make your living. To all my daughters, little nieces, my little cousins, you know I ain't leaving you out, cause I know some of y'all be trying the best you can, but listen to this, if you'll be a real woman, then you can get a real man, talking to your little girls, tell me do you understand, if you'll be a real woman, then you can get a real man. All you think about is blow up your wisdom, but it goes like this. Use your wisdom, no schism, no ism. Get your own blow up your wisdom.
The legendary Miss Betty Wright. Real Woman featuring Snoop Dogg, LBC's Finest, near the comfort zone of LOD already. Before that, of course, the Queen Diva, Miss Bernadette Cooper, Lord have mercy, all the girls are looking from the new album, Last Diva on Earth, Episode 1, Planet Sexy. It's a beautiful thing, available on iTunes, Google Play, and for those who are like living more on the adventure side, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And a very special super teddy bearific. Yeah, I did say teddy bearific. Lord have mercy. Super teddy bearific. Thank you to the legendary Mr. Shelly Garrett. Thank you so much for honoring us this evening. And remember, family, Beauty Shop. Yes, Lord, the stage play will be premiering in Smyrna, that's in Smyrna, Georgia, that's October the 15th, that's 1-5 through the 18th, Saturday at 8 p.m., Sunday at 4 p.m., that's at the Cumberland Auditorium, that's at 3110 Sports Avenue, that's in Smyrna, Georgia, and you can purchase the tickets at eventbrite.com. It's a beautiful thing, man, on a very beautiful, very soothing Friday night, man. And remember to get all the latest updates. Let your fingers do the walking. Head on over to the official website. That's at www.lotlthecomfortzone.com. And if that's not enough pertinent information to tantalize your music therapy, you can always get your with us at Twitter. Yeah, we're on Twitter also. On Twitter also. That's at twitter.com/LOTO Radio. And we're also on live 365. Yes, we are. All you have to do is let your fingers do the walking to the Google Play Store on your telephone app. Download Live In. Those gentle words, those call letters, LOTL, the comfort zone. Man, get lost in therapeutic music. I consider myself like Linus, and I will definitely provide that blanket for you to keep you warm and toasty on these upcoming cold and winter nights. Lord have mercy, here in the comfort zone of LODO Radio.
Coming to the Cumberland CC Auditorium.
Look, I run this. I wear the pants, and I buy the ones you wear. Car, check. House, check. All my checks. So I think you better check yourself.
It's Shelley Garrett's all-new stage production of the most successful urban stage play in American history. Get ready, Atlanta, for the historical beauty show. Coming to the Cumberland CC Auditorium, October 15th through the 18th in Smyrna, Georgia. Starring television's Dorian Wilson from The Parkers. And from television's Basketball Wives of L.A., Miss Jackie Christie. Legendary R&B recording artist Tony Terry. And national comedian and ventriloquist, the hilarious Willie Brown and Woody.
Hi, this is Magic Johnson. Don't miss the hit comedy, Stage Play Beauty Shop.
Tickets available now at Eventbrite.com. Shelley Garrett's Beauty Shop, October 15th through the 18th. You're going to laugh until you pooped. Produced by Doris Garrett, national tour promoter, EJ's Enterprises.
All night, you just identify it and tender time. This is so pure, it's so addictive. I love this feeling going through my veins. Baby, it's stimulating, stimulating. Your love is my chronic, and I can't kick this habit. It's you that I'm craving, and boy, I gotta have it. My hands get to itching, my legs get to shaking. So I'm supposed to quit, but I'm about to relax. This is so worth it. Was everything with you? I escape. I may need rehab, 'cause I can't control this. Way that I behave. And I've been feeling for you. You're my daily fix. It's taking over me. Can't get enough of it. My hands get to itching, my legs get to shaking. So I'm supposed to quit, but I'm about to
Teddy Bear, that's so much Uber love for you. catch up with us on Twitter. That's at twitter.com/LODO Radio. Join the movement. Great independent artists, man. There's a lot of great indie artists out there. And one in particular, this very talented young lady, my goodness, Shante Renee. She has a fantastic new EP called Situationship. So if you don't mind, I'm sure you know Teddy Bear's going to bring nothing but the best. Going to bring his substance. We choose quality over quantity. Lord have mercy. So it is written, so it shall be done. And again, want to send out a very special thank you to the legendary Mr. Shelly Garrett. My goodness, man, it was definitely an honor and a privilege for me to have that very talented gentleman on the show. I remember the stage play playing in Smyrna, Georgia, as at the Cumberland Torium, October the 15th through the 18th, Saturday at 8 p.m., Sunday at 4 p.m. You can purchase the tickets, okay? That's at eventbrite.com. And be sure you stop by Mr. Garrett's official website. That's shellygarrettentertainment.com. Let's get into some Shante Renee from the EP Situationship with Moga Man, Lord have mercy, here in the comfort zone of LODO Radio.
Call.